Heal thyself. Key 2. Common sense. The next key in healing oneself is to refrain from anything we know is contributing to our illness and to do whatever we know will contribute to our health. Sometimes these are difficult or impractical at the moment, but we can do whatever we can and work toward doing the others in the future. Unlike vehicles that require intervention when ill, bodies made by nature have innate healing methods that are responsible for the vast majority of our healing. The body is designed to heal itself, and does so daily. It makes sense to support its natural systems and to intervene when needed in ways that align with its natural processes. For example, fever is not an illness. It is a sign of a healthy immune system working. Fevers are one of the body's most effective ways of fighting infection. Sick animals that cannot raise their body temperature seek out hot places. To damage the brain, a fever must go above 107.6 Fahrenheit, 42 centigrade oral. Reference, Seattle Children's Hospital, Fever, Myths vs. Facts. High fevers are mighty uncomfortable, and if they are preventing sleep, bringing them down may contribute to healing. Unnecessarily bringing down a fever thwarts the body's healing process. Health takes us toward wholeness, integrity, connectedness, not toward fracture. Common sense tells us that in order to heal, we must not be actively creating division within. If our speech or actions are not aligned with our inner heart and mind, we are a house divided. In order to be healthy, we need to eliminate any lie we're living, any fraud in which we're participating. We need to put beliefs on the shelf if they don't align with evidence. We need to acknowledge what our common senses are sensing, including our gut and heart. How can we expect to be cured of an injury when we keep repeating the very movement that caused the injury in the first place? Why work to eliminate lung problems due to smoking when we continue to smoke? It can happen, but it's common sense to stop what contributed to our illness and do what will contribute to health. Why ask others and ourselves to exert effort toward our healing if we are simply going to recreate illness? The body has ingenious systems for eliminating poisons. In today's environments, toxic overload is common and easily results in disease. Common sense tells us to avoid ingesting poisons and help our body eliminate them. Common sense also tells us to honor the needs of our own individual body. There is no one diet or exercise regimen that is beneficial for all body types, even with the same illness. A person with a particular disease is cured by one method, while only a different method works for someone else. When we follow what is beneficial for our own body type, especially diet, sometimes disease just disappears. We also need to examine whether we are benefiting in any way from an illness. There may be a hidden payoff. Someone takes care of us. We are excused from tasks we don't like. We benefit financially. We get to carry an injured banner and milk the system for all it's worth, or milk other people for sympathy. Of course, we need to relinquish any payoff before we can let go of a disease. Although complete spontaneous healing is possible, healing most often occurs with the help of other people, plants or medicines, heat or cold, diet or procedures, rest or movement. Two boats and a helicopter. There was once a man who loved Jesus with his whole heart. He believed Jesus loved him too and would save him from any calamity. One day there was a flood. The man prayed to Jesus. As the waters rose, a rowboat came to take him to safety. He told the rescuer, "No thanks, I believe in Jesus. Jesus will save me." The torrential rains continued and finally a motorboat arrived. The rescuer told him to get into the boat and he would take him to a safe shelter. The man replied again, "No thank you, I believe in Jesus. He will save me." The boatman pleaded with him, but the man insisted that he didn't need help because Jesus would save him. Finally, the boatman had to leave to rescue other people. The water continued to rise, and the man had to climb onto the roof of his house. He continued to pray to Jesus with full love and faith. Finally, a helicopter came and let down a rope ladder. The rescue team shouted to him to climb the ladder to safety. But the man replied again, "No, thank you. I believe in Jesus. I am sure Jesus will save me." And he continued praying. Finally, the helicopter had to fly away. The waters continued to rise, and the man was swept away and he drowned. When he arrived in heaven, the man said, "God, what happened? I love you and your son Jesus with my whole heart. I prayed to Jesus to save me." God replied, "I don't know what happened either. I sent you 2 boats and a helicopter." Anyone or any method can be our helicopter to healing. Any of us can be someone else's helicopter, knowingly or unknowingly. Accepting assistance from the material world is not a spiritual failure, but rather an acknowledgement that the divine works through the material world, and we presently inhabit it. Common sense tells us to pay attention to possibilities right in front of our nose. Common sense also tells us to evaluate and to use discrimination, prudence, and intuition before making a decision. Sometimes other people and information appear just when we need them. It's not wise to assume everything is a direct message from the divine, but we can keep our eyes open. Common sense is natural. We just need to admit to ourselves whatever the truth is and pay attention to all of our common senses, including gut feelings and intuition. It is said that the universe helps those who help themselves. We can at least cooperate.